Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Chaf He, Nazir 25a, pagination is 49. We're going to, however, start on the previous page, Chaf Dalid Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, which is what our Gemara will be commenting in a general sense about. The Mishnah is going to present a case where the status of Nazirus evaporates, is no longer relevant. The Mishnah's case is a woman whose husband negated her vow, so that even though at this point she fulfilled her vow and she designated the Karbanos, but the husband has negated it, and therefore she can no longer bring the Karbanos, because as we analyze it at this point, the Nazirus is no longer relevant. The Gemara will introduce a similar type of case where a Nazir perhaps fulfilled his entire requirement, designated the Karbanos, and then he died before the Karbanos could be brought. And it's a similar type of application. What do you do with the money or with the animals that were designated? And it is upon this case that our Gemara on Chaf He will comment. So let's go back to that Mishnah and begin. Ha'isha shenadra ben Nazir. A woman made a vow of Nazirus, ve'efrisha es behemta, and she designated her animal. And then her husband negated the vow. If the animal belonged to the husband, so you could simply restore it to the flock, because she has no jurisdiction to take the animal if indeed the neder is negated. It's not relevant. So she's not bringing a karban, and she has no reason to take it from the flock, and we could simply undo the designation. But if the animal was hers, and the Gemara wonders, how exactly was the animal hers? Could the husband have given it to her? Could someone else have given it to her? Could she have certain assets that are hers personally, perhaps a food allocation that she uses sparingly in order to store up some money, and from that money she bought the animal. But whatever the case may be, if the animal was coming from what's legally hers, then it is a designation, and that designation will on some level remain even when the husband negates the vow. And we have to deal with it. What do you do with these animals? So the Mishnah says, Hachatos Tomos, the animal that was designated for the Chatos, we can't do anything with it. Eventually it'll die, and that's all that's going to happen. We're not going to be able to bring it as a karban. We're not going to be able to redeem it. And that's one of the three animals that she would have designated, which really does not have a solution. V'ola tikarev ola. But the carbon ola, which is a different one of the three that she would designate, is going to be brought as an ola because it could be brought voluntarily. So even if she's not a nazir, she could bring it as an ola. V'ashlamim tikarev shlamim. And the carbon shlamim can be brought as a shlamim, that's the third of the three. V'ne'echolim liyom echad. It has a rule that you could eat it for one day, like the shlamim of a nazir. But interestingly, ve'einon te'unim lechem. It does not require the breads to be brought with it, because the terminology used regarding the breads of the nazir is al kape nizro, on his palms, or her palms. And if she's not a player, because she's not a nazira, so then you're not going to bring the bread, because that was linked to her being a nazir. The Mishnah continues and says, Hayu la ma'os, if money was designated, stumin, just in a general sense, then yiplu l'nedava. You would simply use that money for kayitz ha-mizbeach, for karbanos brought on the mizbeach. When things got slow, they would honor the mizbeach and bring extra karbanos, and this money could be used for that purpose. Ma'os mifurashim, if the money was designated for the karbanos, so demechatos, what was designated as a chatos, that value, yecheliyam ha-melech, has to be discarded in a way that no one will use it. Lo nenin v'lo mo'alin. Not allowed to benefit from it, but it's not going to have a true biblical status of me'ila. Demei ola, the money designated for the ola, yaviu ola u'mo'alin bohem, that you could bring an ola, just like we said before with the actual animal, so here also with the money you can bring a karban. Demei shlamim, likewise, yaviu shlamim, v'necholim liyom echod ve'ein tu'unim lechem. And the money case would follow the same pattern that was used when it was actual animals. Let's turn on to the second side of the Amud, and we'll see just below midway on the page, in the middle of a line, Ditanya, and then we'll see this exact type of case by a person who was a Nazir and died, which is another way that the Nazirus, in all practical sense, has evaporated, and we're left with the animals. What do we do? Hamafrish ma'os l'Naziruso. Mishnah says that a person designated money for his Nazirus. Lo nelin v'lo mo'alin bohem, epnei shem ru'uyim la'avi b'kulan shlamim. You're able to bring karbanos with them, and at that point, you have to leave it with that designation, but it's not going to be a true me'ila. Mace, if the person died, v'ayula ma'os stumin, and the money has not been designated for which karban each part is, but in a general sense, the money was designated for the karbanos of Nazir, yiplu l'nedava, similar to our Mishnah, you'll use it for kayitz ha-mizbeach, for the off-peak times by the Mizbeach, they'll bring extra karbanos using this money. Ma'os mifurashim, if the money had truly been designated, so then demechatos yolech liyam ha-melach. The money designated for chatos, similarly to what we saw in the Mishnah by the woman, so that money has to be discarded in a way no one can benefit from it. Lo nenin v'lo mo'alin. It's not true me'ila, but rabbinically, not allowed to use it. Demei ola, yaviu ola, umo'alin bohem. The money of the ola, you bring an ola. Demei shlamim, yaviu shlamim. And with the money of the shlamim, you bring a shlamim, v'ne'echolim liyom echad, ve'en tu'unim lechem. And similar to our Mishnah, you only get one day to eat this shlamim, because it's a nazirus type shlamim. But it does not require the breads, because the breads were linked al kape nizro to the person who's bringing it, and over here, there is no Nazir bringing it. On the bottom line of this Amud, we get the introduction to today's daf, which is, Meis v'hayu la ma'os stumim yiplu l'nedava. If the person died and the money that was left was not designated, so then it can all be used for nedava. And this is a bit troubling, because we know that included in this money is the money of the chatos, the sin offering, which we made such a big deal when the animal was alive. Yamus, the only solution is that it will eventually die. There's nothing we can do. And when it was money, we said, Yolichem liyam ha-melech, you have to discard it in a way that no one can benefit from it. And suddenly, when it's ma'os stumin, when it's money in a general sense designated to cover the karbanos, but it has not been identified, this money for a chatos, suddenly you're telling me, yiplu l'nedava, the entire sum for all three karbanos can be used on the mizbeach, for kayitz ha-mizbeach, for off-peak hour karbanos. asks the Gemara, the top of today's daf, alo d'mechatas mu'uravim bahem. We all know that some of that money is chatas money, and it's mixed in. Why are you allowed to use it for general karbanos that are going to be brought, if until now chatas was always something we were very careful with, that you can't change its designation? Amr Rabbi Yechanan says, halacha hi benazir, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that in such a case, the money, which has chatas mixed in, but not designated specifically, that it should all turn and become a nedava. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish argues and says that it's based on a pasuk, l'chol nedureyem u'l'chol nedvosam. When you have a certain type of vow, which Rish Lakish understands to be the nazirus, it becomes nidvosam. There are cases where it becomes a voluntary type korban. Torah amra moser neder yehei linedava. The leftover of this vow, which is what happened because the person no longer has to fulfill the vow, as far as the korbanos goes, either because the woman's vow was negated by the husband, or in the case of the nazir that died, which was the second case, but the neder is gone. There's not a reason to bring the karbanos as far as neder goes. Yehei l'nedava, it should be brought as a voluntary karban. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.